9 of the repatriated Ethiopians from Saudi Arabia are running this chicken business on the outskirts of Addis Ababa. The government provided them with poultry training and the premises. Almost a year later, returned Ethiopians such as Binyam Zeriyun, who spent 4 years in Saudi Arabia as a truck driver, says he is optimistic despite his financial challenges.
When I came back, I didn't have anything. Now there is a chance for a future.
Wenchet Fantu spent 15 years in Saudi Arabia working as a maid.
At this stage, we don't really have income from this, but at least we can cover the cost of feeding the chickens.
Hundreds of thousands of Ethiopians are working in the Middle East in manual labor jobs. A domestic worker abroad makes up to $400 a month, earning 10 times more than the same job in Ethiopia. So when Saudi Arabia introduced stricter labor laws, tens of thousands of undocumented and illegal immigrants came back to Ethiopia, where they were given $47 pocket money and sent to their home region, where they could register for training and small loans. Conchita Belle, deputy head of the Addis Ababa Micro and Small Development Bureau, says a lot was done for the thousands that needed to be reintegrated.
So we gave them different things regarding psychological development and also business fields, for instance, in manufacturing sector, in construction sector, agriculture sector, trade and service sectors.
25-year-old Fekado Bekele spent almost 2 years in Saudi Arabia. When she came home, she and 9 other women returnees set up this cafe and restaurant with a government loan. But she says it is not enough.
We don't have any salary. We just work here for nothing.
Fekado is not happy with life since she is back. In Saudi Arabia, she earned $100 a month as a cook. She says the profit from the cafe is barely enough to pay back the loan.
The government has given us jobs, but even though the government has given us work, there's no result from it.
Fekado says that if she would get the opportunity, she would go back to Saudi Arabia. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.